Rand Paul, Trump didn't have to let menace to the truth Fauci run COVID committee. By Ian Hanchett on June 21, 2023. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Jesse Waters Primetime, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, said that even if civil service rules prevented then-President Donald Trump from firing Dr. Anthony Fauci, there's no reason he had to head up the pandemic committee and be in a position where he was. If not the head of the committee, he was the committee with then-Vice President Mike Pence, and Trump should have done a better job of keeping Fauci's nonsense and his misinformation from infecting the rest of us. Paul stated, he should not be so proud of keeping Fauci around. Fauci was a menace to the truth. Talk about a fount of misinformation, it's Anthony Fauci. More misinformation came out of the government than any other source. So, he should have fired him. He added, there may be civil service rules about actually firing him, but there's no reason he had to head up the pandemic committee, the COVID committee. So, he was on the committee. In fact, if not the lead, he was the committee with the vice president. They met all of the time. And if you talk to Robert Redfield, he was pushed out. He was the one sane voice on the committee, and he was pushed out by Deborah Birx and pushed out by Anthony Fauci. And they spread the misinformation that immunity didn't work. The one thing that could have saved thousands of lives before the vaccine was that the nurses and the assistants and the people taking care of people in the nursing homes. We should have put people in those positions who had already been infected and recovered, knowing that naturally acquired immunity would then protect those senior citizens from getting infected. And we never did that, because Fauci kept saying, well, we're not sure, we're not sure. Well, immunity we are pretty certain of. That's what vaccines are based on, is naturally acquired immunity from the disease. We try to simulate that with the vaccine. So, by denying it, I think that many lives were cost. And there would have been a better way, I think, under the Trump administration to marginalize and push Fauci out of the spotlight and keep his nonsense and his misinformation from infecting the rest of us. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.